Ours were streaking, twisting into dizzying spirals. The wanderer was tumbling, a toy tossed by an invisible hand. A fine, gritty dust, probably shaken loose from the vents, floated in the air, and he could taste its chalky dryness on his tongue. The ship groaned around him, a deep, mournful sound like a dying beast. This was more than a glitch. The wanderer was in deep, deep trouble. Chapter 3. Floating Breakfast. By the time Jax drifted into the mess hall, the emergency had been downgraded to a persistent, gut-wrenching problem. The alarms were off, replaced by the low, constant hum of backup systems. But the gravity was still at a flimsy 10%. The room, usually bustling with the clatter of cutlery and cheerful chatter, was eerily quiet. His breakfast tray was a magnetic marvel, but the food itself had other ideas. A glob of purple nutrient paste lifted from its container, quivering in the air like a nervous jellyfish before slowly drifting towards the ceiling. His orange juice, contained in a squeeze bulb, swished and sloshed, feeling strangely weightless in his hand. When he squeezed a little into his mouth, the liquid didn't fall into his tongue but formed a perfect wobbly sphere that he had to chase with his lips. The taste was familiar, a sharp, citrusy tang, but the sensation of drinking a floating bubble was bizarre. The air smelled of sterilized water and the faint, sweet aroma of the nutrient paste. A few other kids were there, their laughter sounding hollow and strange. One girl, Mia, giggled as she batted a floating pea back and forth with her brother, the tiny green orb sailing through the air. The gentle pock sound it made against their hands was the only playful noise in the tense room. Jax tried to eat his paste, the texture smooth and cool in his mouth, but his stomach felt too queasy from the constant gentle bobbing. Every surface he touched, the cool metal of the table, the smooth plastic of his spork, felt disconnected, as if the world had lost its anchor. Chapter 4. A message scrawled in stardust. Jax was supposed to be in his virtual class, learning about the gaseous giants of the Cygnus X-1 system, but he couldn't focus. The low gravity made him feel restless. He pushed off from his desk and floated towards the observation deck, a huge curved bubble of transparent plasteel that offered a breathtaking view of the cosmos. The ship was still spinning, albeit much slower now, and the view was a mesmerizing slow-motion ballet of stars and nebulae. As a particular dense cluster of shimmering blue-white stars drifted past, Jax noticed something odd. On the inner surface of the viewport, almost invisible against the cosmic backdrop, was a message. It was written in a greasy, translucent substance that caught the starlight, making the letters glitter. He drifted closer. The only sound, the soft hiss of the air recyclers. The air here smelled clean, with a faint, almost imperceptible scent of the plasteel itself, like cold, clean glass. He reached out and touched the writing. The substance was slick and oily, leaving a filmy residue on his fingertips that felt strangely cool. He brought his fingers to his nose. It had a faint, sharp smell like machine lubricant. The message was simple and chilling. Gravity is a toy. The scrawled letters looked angry, dug into the plasteel. As the ship continued its slow turn, a brilliant crimson nebula washed the deck in red light, and for a moment, the words seemed to glow like blood. A cold shiver, completely unrelated to the temperature, traced its way down Jax's spine. This wasn't an accident. Someone had done this on purpose. Chapter 5. The Whispers in the Ventilation Shafts. The greasy message haunted Jax. He couldn't shake the feeling of the cool, slick substance on his fingers or the sharp chemical smell. Who would write that? And why? Driven by a new nervous energy, he decided to explore. The low gravity made it easy to access places he normally couldn't reach. He pulled himself up to a ventilation grate high on the corridor wall, the metal latticework cool and solid under his grip. With a soft squeak, the grate popped open. The air that puffed out was different from the corridors. It was warmer and carried a thick, heavy smell of hot metal, ozone, and something else. Something safe.